insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وعادا وثمود وأصحاب الرس وقرونا بين ذلك كثيرا
And we destroyed Ad and Thamud and the companions of the well and many generations between them.
وكلا ضربنا له الأمثال وكلا تبرنا تتبيرا
And for each we presented examples as warnings, and each we destroyed with total destruction.
As you have been previously with us, brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 38th and 39th verses of the chapter. وَعَادًا وَثَمُودَ وَأَصْحَابَ الرَّسِّ وَقُرُونًا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ كَثِيرًا And the tribes of Ad and Thamud, and the men of Ar-Ras, and many generations between them. وَكُلًّا ضَرَبْنَا لَهُ الْأَمْثَالِ And unto each of them we did give examples. وَكُلًّا تَبَّرْنَا تَتْبِيرًا And every one of them we did destroy with utter extermination. Previously, we said that this section of this chapter Furqan is talking to what happens to the disbeliever people in the previous nations. It started with the story of Prophet Moses, his brother Aaron, that were supposed to go to Pharaoh. Then the story of Prophet Noah was mentioned, that the Almighty Allah had made them a sign for all mankind, because they had rejected the messengers. And now the story of Ad, Thamud, and Ashab al-Ras is being discussed. Although the verse does not suggest the detailed story of what happened to each of these people. But in the 39th verse, it says, وَكُلًّا ضَرَبْنَا لَهُ الْأَمْثَالِ Unto each of them we did give examples. So it has been the tradition and sunnah of the Almighty Allah to send the prophets for the guidance of the people. And it has been the Almighty Allah's sunnah to destroy the ones who used to deny these prophets and the signs of the Almighty Allah. كَذَّبُوا الرُّسُلُ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ They denied the messengers, so we drowned them. And then وَعَادًا وَثَمُودَ
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, the people of Ad and people of Thamud were also destroyed because they used to deny their messengers. And then it says, وَكُلَّنْ ضَرَبْنَا لَهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. The Almighty Allah has made and given example for all the people throughout the history of universe. Unto each of them we did give examples. وَكُلَّنْ تَبَّرْنَا تَتْبِيرًا. And every one of them we did destroy with utter extermination. So, at first, we gave them warning, we gave them examples, we told them to think about what happened to the previous people before them, who used to deny them messengers. And when they did not pay attention, when they did not take lessons from that, we destroyed them, because they also rejected the messengers. So, this verse is implying that the Almighty Allah did not punish these people astonishingly. It says, كُلَّنْ ضَرَبْنَا لَهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. The Almighty Allah says, unto each of them we did give examples. It means that Almighty Allah answered the pretext of these wrongdoers, disbelievers. He answered their criticism, as was done about the criticisms upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Allah made divine ordinances clear for them. Allah explained the truths of religion. Allah warned them, and He retold them the stories and destiny of the former nations, and more importantly, why these people, the previous nations, were destroyed. Why were they subjected to the wrath of the Almighty Allah, and they were doomed to utter extermination? But when none of these was effective, the status was, as the verse says, وَكُلَّنْ تَبَّرْنَا تَتْبِيرًا. And every one of them we did destroy with utter extermination. We told you that the word tatbir means to lose dignity and respect, and to get overthrown in a way that will lead to utter destruction and humiliation. So, yes, the divine way of treatment is to send messengers for guiding people and then to destroy their rejectors. And this is what has happened to the previous nations who did not listen to their own prophets and messengers. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see. By all the lies and treachery, life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.